Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Schwiees, Perik Dalet Mishnah bei Sadesh in his Kavitsa. This person did something he was not allowed to do on Shemitah. He went and cleared the thorns from the field. He did so he can plant right after Shemitah. Should we punish him? And say, no, now we're not going to let you plant right after Shemitah? Sagt the Mishnah, no. Not in this case. Sadesh in his Kavitsa, we removed the thorns. Tizara b'mitzayi shviyas. He can plant on mitzayi shviyas. However, shen taiva, if he improved the field, let's say he plowed it well. Everyone plows once, explains the Batanura. He plowed twice. Now the Batanura explains we're talking about a shasa sakana, where the malchus, the government, demanded a tax on what grows in the field. So they allowed people to plant on Shemitah, to plow, in order to be able to pay the tax to the king. If not, their lives would have been in danger. But he went and he plowed twice. Single plowing would have been enough. Oi, shenedaira. Again, shenedaira from the word dira. He had his animals live in the field. And of course, this way they just wandered around the entire field. And they were mezavel the sada that fertilized the field. Now, we were told how you're allowed to do it. To make piles and only a certain amount of piles. He didn't do that. He just allowed his animals to roam around the field, and Itaka wanted them to do their job, and they did. Beshamim, the Beshamim say, Ein oichlin perisel b'shvias. You can't eat what grew in this field on Shemitah. The Beshamim darshan a pasuk, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla. If it was Shabbos ha'aretz, if you applied the Shabbos, we explained Shemitah is the Shabbos of the land, then you can eat. But if you were over the halachis of Shemitah, you can't eat. The Beis Hillel say, Eichlin, you could eat it. According to the Beis Hillel, this pasuk that says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem le'achala, is just telling us you can't guard the peiros. They have to be hefker and open for everybody. The pasuk is not teaching us to aser peiros if somebody was over and guarded or did a different avoida with the halachis of Shemitah. That's how the Ramban explains it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Okay, so after we were talking about the halachis of Peiros Shviyas that grew due to an Isser, we're going to go back to regular Peiros Shemitah now, where nothing was done wrong. Beshamim, the Beshamim say, Ein Eichlin Peiros Shviyas B'toiva. You can't go over to the owner of the field. You walk into someone else's field. You had the Peiros. You can't go over to that person, the owner of the field, and say, thank you so much. It's Hefker. They're Mechuyev to let you come in. And you can't say, oh, don't worry, let me into your field, I can do you a favor back. You also, according to some Rishonim, can't ask him permission. This way he says, sure, you, anytime. All of that means like he's doing you a favor. He's not supposed to do you a favor. This is Hefker. Ubes Hillam, the Basil say, Eichlin, you can eat the Perish Mita from someone else's field, bit toiva, ushaloi betaiva. The Beshami say, if there's going to be favors over here, it's not like it's Hefker, but there's a Cheshm, you're letting him use it. The Beis Hillel say, that's not a concern. It doesn't look like, oh, he's really keeping it to himself, he's just letting some people do it. Even if you wind up, as a courtesy, asking him reshus, or thanking him afterwards, or doing him a favor. It's not a problem, say the Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chilif Advram, the other way around. The Beis Shammai are matir to eat Peiros Shviyas, bein betoiva, bein shaloi betoiva. The Beis Hillel are the ones who say, no. No thank yous, no asking reshus. And Enoch and Am, even though usually the Beis Hillel are more lenient than the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel are more mekel than the Beis Shammai, but zumi kula Beis Shammai, mechomri Beis Hillel. This would be from the rare instances, most of them are listed in Masechtas Idyas, where the Beis Shammai are mekel and the Beis Hillel are machmir. But the halacha is like the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that it's the Beis Hillel who are mekel. And that's important because the halacha is like the Beis Hillel. So the halacha, you could say thank you for the Peiros Shemitah. Say thank you, you could be Machzik Taiva. Tell you an interesting story, even though it's not much the same. There's a similar shaila in regard to ribbis. Ribbis means taking money for getting money. If I lend you $1,000, you're not allowed to pay me back $1,100. There's also an Isser of Ribbis Devarim. Ribbis Devarim means you're not supposed to say thank you. So Rav Schwab's Chalav Racha said a story that I think he was in Slobodka and was before Pesach, and the Altif in Slobodka came in and said, why aren't you going home for Pesach? So he said, I don't have money to go home. So he lent him money. And Rav Schwab said, thank you so much. And the Alter said, you're not supposed to say thank you. The next time it happened, Rav Schwab didn't say thank you. So he said to him, I gave you money. You don't say anything? So Rav Schwab said, but you told me last time, the Rashiva told me last time, I shouldn't say thank you. You're supposed to try to say thank you, and I'm supposed to stop you. You understand, there's a very tief of art in that. Okay, that's not Shemitah, that's Ribbis. It's different, but a little bit similar. So quickly, chazering over. If someone removed the thorns from his field on Shvius, he can plant Matzoi Shvius. In other words, we're not punishing him, even though you did this to be prepared for Matzoi Shvius, you weren't allowed to, but he still has the green light to go ahead and plant Matzoi Shvius. But if he did more than that, if he plowed, and really it's talking about a time they had a heter to plow because it was Sakanas Nefashis. They needed some pay royce to pay the tax. If not, they weren't a Sakana. But he plowed twice. Or he had his animals just roam around the whole field to be mezabel the field. Here we say, no. You did this to be ready right away, Matzah Shvius. You can't start right away. Here's more of a direct avoida on the field that actually sets the stage to produce the pay rice. And here we already give him a knas. Then we learned that a field that was planted on Shemitah and peiros grew, Shammai say you can't eat those peiros on Shemitah. The Basil say you can. Generally, even when it grows beheter, the Shammai say, it can't be as a favor. The Basil say, no, you could say thank you. It could be like you'll pay back the favor. They allow this person to come onto my field. While Rabbi Yehuda says, it's the Bishami that are Mekel, it's the Basil that are Machmer, but the halacha is, like the Tanakama, that it's the Basil that are the ones who are Mekel.